So we are in the midst of Maleches Tzoveya, and we'll start with the Bavli, which discusses what Malacha is violated when you shecht. So it's a Gemara in Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, Shochet Chai Mishamai. So Rashi explains that means that where was Shochet in a Mishkan? I don't think we're going to get into it now. It's a very strange Rashi. Why do we need to know where Shechita was in the Mishkan? We don't usually ask that question for Malachos. Sometimes we do. And isn't it obvious? And from there, what's the answer? But anyway, we'll leave out that discussion. Tosis explains, this is probably the easier interpretation of the Gemara, it's whether there is an additional malacha violated when you do shechita besides netilas neshama. So Rav says you're chayev for an additional malacha, namely tzoveya, and Shmuel disagrees. And the Gemara says, Rav says, I need to explain myself, otherwise they're going to laugh at me. You see, you shouldn't say things that people are going to think are perplexing. So why do I say there's tzoveya over here? Because when somebody shechts, he makes sure to put some blood on the base of shechita so that customers will find the meat appealing, it'll look fresh, and therefore you are bekavana coloring the meat. Now we'll see, actually, it's machlokas. Are we coloring the meat? Or like the Orzarua says, coloring the hide around the meat or the skin. Al kapanim, that's why you are chayev. So assuming for a moment that it, like the simple understanding of the Gemara, that you're coloring the meat, there's really two chidushim over here. Number one is that l'chora, this isn't miskayim. And number two is l'chora, it's tzviya be'ochlin, because meat is ochal. So we're going to consider both of these diukim and whether they're correct or not. Let's start with the second one. Tzviya ba'ochlin. So the Tosus writ over here on Ayin Hey Amud Beis addresses this question, and he asks, "Vi amrit amai lo aminan ein tzviya ba'ochlin kede amran ein disha al b'gdulei karka." Just like we say hey, ein disha al b'gdulei karka, we should also say ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Presumably, what his question is that the reason why we say Ein Disha Al Gdule Karka is because you need Dumya de Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, the Disha was Bigdule Karka. That's at least what Tosfos says is the basis for Ein Disha Al Gdule Karka, though we saw when we did Dash that that isn't so Pashit, it might be debated. But likewise, when we look at the Tzviya in the Mishkan, it was not done on food. It was done on wool, presumably, or on Oros Elim Adamim, if you learn like the Yerushalmi. So it wasn't done on Ochlin, and therefore, for the same reason why we preclude Lav Gidule Karka from Disha, we should preclude Ochlin from Tzviya. And his answer is, Mishum de Gidule Karka Chashivi, Vehilkach Milachos Hanoagos Bahen, Eina Noagos Bishar Metaltalin. Avokol metaltolin, indeed on Shava, ve'ein l'chalek bein ochlin l'shar metaltolin. What he's saying, presumably, is that we don't, when do we apply Dumya d'mishkan? When do we have these rules? So the answer is when there's a certain logic to it. So there's a chashivas to gidulei karka that lav gidulei karka doesn't have. Doesn't tell you what that chashivas is, but gidulei karka are more chashiv. And therefore, we have rules like ein disha alam gidulei karka. Because of the chashivas of gidulei karka. It's not stam, just dumya de mishkan, but because of that chashivas. So the act of disha is less chashiv when done on non-gidulei karka. And therefore, since in the mishkan it was done on gidulei karka, we're going to say ein disha al gidulei karka. However, there's no chashivas to oichlin. Interesting. And therefore, there's no reason to say ein tzviya be'ochlin. And then he brings the raya. V'chanami aminan b'me'abed, shein ibud be'ochlin. So, I confuse myself because that's actually what the Gemara does say, which is the problem of this Tosas Rit. What the Tosas Rit says is just like we don't have that rule by Ma'abed, Yesh Ibud Ba'ochlin, so too, Yesh Tzviya Ba'ochlin. So, yes, indeed, in this case, Rav is saying that there's Tzoveya on the meat, and meat is indeed Ochel. But just like there's Ibud Ba'ochlin, because there's no chashivas to ochel. Now, there is actually an interesting question because we actually seem to conclude ein ibud ba'ochlin. I saw the footnotes on the Tosas Rid raise that question. And the answer is that the Rid actually says yesh ibud ba'ochlin. So we get to ibud, we'll have to return to this question. But if you look at the Piskei Rid over there, that's his pshat. So at least lahalacha lemaisa, the Rid thinks yesh ibud ba'ochlin and yesh tzviya ba'ochlin. Maybe he thinks that the man d'amar that says ein ibud ba'ochlin would agree ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Maybe they're arguing about whether there's chashivas tochel. I'm not sure. He doesn't spell that out. It is actually interesting that the Rambam at the very least doesn't paskin like Rav. We'll have to figure out why. So he thinks that you're not chay mishum tzoveya when you color the meat. And he also says ein ibud ba'ochlin. Maybe the Rambam also thinks they're talis of zeh. Maybe there are other factors. We'll return to that. But that is the Rid. And again, mashinogei lanu is that the Rid thinks that the melachas tzoveya is shayach by ochlin. Yeah, you're going to ask a question?
Yeah, is the buster that's not yet booked?
Good. So one possibility, which we'll get back to in just a moment, is that maybe you could hold ein ibud ba'ochlin, but still justify Rav's ruling because either since it's uncooked, it's not yet considered ochel, which isn't so pashut. They used to sometimes eat raw meat. It was chazi lomtza, might be relevant in Hilchos Muktzah. You could also say better, as we'll see some possibly Rishonim and Achronim say, that the reason why there is the reason why at least this isn't considered ochel is because it's aser to eat because of the dam shebo. And therefore, even if meat is ochel, it's aser. So that is a different direction to go, but that's not the direction that the Rid goes. The Rid takes for granted that this is ochlin. It's like all other ochlin because it's omei l'achila, even if it's not yet ready to eat. And therefore, you see, for if you were to hold ein ibud ein tzviya ba'ochlin, you would be potter, but there's no reason to say ein tzviya ba'ochlin. So your svar makes a lot of sense. We'll see there are those that say it, but that's not what the Rid says. The Rid doesn't think it makes sense.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask.
Although the meat is omeid for achila, but the reason for putting the blood on it is to treat is treating the meat as merchandise, not as food, for that
That's
purpose.
a good point as well, and we will see that the Mishmaru more or less makes that point that could be that even if we paskin, as we do paskin, ein tzviya ba'ochlin, when you have something that's omeid l'schora, we are more machmir. So the Mishmaru's example is when you have whiskey makers that are coloring their whiskey. No, orange or something like that. It could be that even if we normally hold ein tzviya ba'ochlin there, we would be machmir at least midrabanan. So yes, indeed, that is a good svara, but again, not what the Rid says. The Rid does not make any of these chilukim. He simply says that we see from here yesh tzviya ba'ochlin. So in the svara that makes sense, and poskim might say it, but that's not the Rid. Okay, so. Back to over here. So that's the Rid. We will see that we probably don't paskin. There's Tzvi Bochlin. We'll see why in a moment, though. The Chayadam is Choshesh for Tzvi Bochlin. And we'll get there why. There's two machloks in this. We said before that the other Chiddush of Rav is that L'chora, it's not Shel Kayama, this coloring of the meat. So if you learn like the Orz Aruah, that we're talking about coloring the hide, and it would be Shel Kayama. But if we learn like the Pashtus that he was coloring the meat, so it's not Tzviya Shel Kayama, and yet Rav said you are chayiv. So there are two machloksin in the Gemara about Tzviya, more or less, and the question is, are they related to each other? So the first is this machlokus over here. Rav says you're chayiv mishum Tzviya when you shecht, and Shmuel says you're not. And there's another machlokus tanaim, that whether putting on makeup like srak is chayiv or pater, and according to Blazer, you're chayiv, according to Rabbanan, you're pater. Chayadam suggests that these two machloksin are tali zebzeh. There's really one machlokus in the sugya, the way he sees it. Do you need tefiyah shel kayama or not? According to Rav, no. And that's also the view of Blazer, that you're chayiv for putting on makeup. According to Shmuel, yes. And that corresponds to the Rabbanan. And we'll see in a moment. Therefore, he's going to say that if there's any Rishon, in this case, we'll see it's the Smag, who paskins like Rabbi Lazar, who's machmir for makeup, so then they would also have to be machmir in this case. And if you paskin like Rabbi Lazar, you're going to paskin like like Rav. That's what the Chayadim thinks. And so he thinks, he sort of starts off actually coming from the other direction. The Rambam paskins like Shmuel over here, that now he doesn't say it explicitly, but his lack of paskining Rav would suggest that he doesn't paskin like Rav. So if you learn like the Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch himself is not 100% sure. Maybe actually you should be chayev over here. Maybe the Rambam did paskin like Rav, but because remember, the Minchas Chinuch likes saying that there are lots of other chiyuvim that you're chayiv. And when it says you're chayiv, mishum shochet, maybe you're also chayiv for tzaveh. But even the Minchas Chinuch thinks this one is difficult because it's a machlokas in the Gemara. If the Rambam paskins like Rav, he should have been machriya. So it would seem that the Rambam paskins like Shmuel. That's a little bit perplexing because usually the halacha is like Rav Bedini, halach Rav Bedini, halach Shmuel. Sorry, it's close to Purim. Halacha Kishmuel, Bedini, Halacha Kirav, Beisuri. We are in the realm of Isuri, and therefore you would expect to paskin like Rav here. Why is the Rambam paskin like Shmuel? So says the Chayadam. I'll tell you why. Because since the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, that putting on makeup is pater, so therefore, since they're the same Shaila, so the Rambam knew that he had to paskin like Shmuel. In other words, the first klal in halacha is going to be halacha kerabim, halacha kerabim against Blazer, and Mamela, now he knows to paskin like Shmuel. So that is his theory. Now, let's actually take, now the Chai Adam, and we'll see in a moment, thinks this is true for other malachos as well. This is a klaliistic machlokus, not just about Tzoveya. He thinks who adin b'kosher and b'bona and the like. This question of whether you need shel kayama or not. And the Rambam is paskening, you do need shel kayama. And the Rambam certainly does paskin that Tzoveya, sheinu shel kayama, is pater, as we'll see in a moment. Though, therefore, it would seem that if you follow the Rambam, we could be mako for it's tefiyah sheinu shel kayama. Maybe it's also midrabanan, but at the very least it wouldn't be chayiv. But the Chayadim thinks, no, not so fast. Why? Because the Smag paskins like Rav Elazar. The Smag seems to say that you're chayiv for makeup, and therefore we should be choshish for the Smag. Might be some other Rishonim as well. And therefore, Memela, we'd also have to, since the Chayadim thinks these shilas are tali zebezeh, it would be a chashash d'oraisa if you are tzoveya when you shecht it also on the meat. Right, this is what the Chayadim writes, that the lachain, he first quotes the Rambam, keva d'lama din tzvias medin ksiva. So first of all, it's sort of interesting. How did the Rambam know? The Rambam writes that that you need Tzviya Shel Kayama over here. What's the source for the Rambam? So we'll get back to that in a moment. But the Chayadim says he learned it from Kosev. There's a Mishnah Taka by Kosev that says you need Ksiva Shel Chayama. We referred to this yesterday. And the Rambam extrapolated from Ksiva to Tzviya. And therefore, he paskened again like Shmuel and like the Rabbana. But, he says, therefore, since the smak seems to be machmir, and the smag actually seems to be machmir on both of these shailas. It's partially quoted by the Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Shin Gimel. The lashon of the smag is that he first brings down, he says the maskana is, maskinan beperklal gadol l'rav deshochei chayiv mishum netiyos neshama mishum tzaveya. Sounds like he thinks the maskana of the Gemara is you are chayiv mishum tzaveya as well, presumably because halacha kirav. And then he says, v'garsinan b'yushalmi, ha-pokeses chayeves mishum tzovas. Perush, what's pokeses? Perush, k'min batzik, madbekes befanehau, k'shinot lo madim. So this is some type of dough that women put on their face to get a red complexion, and they remove the dough, and now their faces are red. L'chora also, it's not miskayim. I don't know how long your face stays red. According to the smag, maybe, you know, the Chafetz Chaim lists all the different isurim that you're over if you embarrass someone. It's many, many, many isurim. I don't think he has this one, though. Maybe we could be Mosif, that if you embarrass someone on Shabbos, you've reddened their face, you're chayv mishum tzoveya, according to the smag. So that's what he says, that these women that do that, the Yushalmi says, you're chayv mishum tzovas. And the Bavli says Isha lo tavir srak al panah mi pnei shetzavas, and he assumes it's the same, which is also interesting. In other words, even though the case of pokeses, there's not some external source for the redness, you're just causing the skin to become more red. Still, yochayv mishum soveya. Maybe that teaches us you don't need an external source. In fact, we will see based off of this. The Minchas Yitzchak rules that sunbathing on Shabbos is aser. Why? Tzoveya. And especially if you're mechavein, okay, maybe if you're not mechavein, it's a, you know, you go for a walk, it's psikresha de lo nichalei. But if you're mechavein, he thinks it's tzoveya, because the smag says that we paskin like this Yerushalmi, that pokeses. He could have said maybe that's still a little bit different, because there you're drawing your blood, which is a different source, that's what's making your skin red, but the Minchas Yitzchak says, why should it make a difference? So pokeses is chayev, mishum soveya. So sunbathing, intentionally tanning your skin, it's also aser because it's dangerous, but besides that, so it's aser mishum soveya. Interesting shayla. Some poskim say, no, it's grama. There, it's because they're assuming that grama is anything that doesn't happen immediately. That's not pashut on two accounts. Number one, it's not pashut because really probably does start happening immediately, just not in a way that's yet noticeable. The process starts immediately. Number two is, as we've seen before, the Rav held that based off of the Machlokas Yad Raman Rashi and the Machlokas in Sanhedrin, and Rashi and Tosfos and Beitza, just because something is a delayed start doesn't automatically make it grama. So the fact, even if it's true that I go ahead and I lay down in the sun to tan my face and it takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes before it starts actually getting noticeably tanned, in and of itself doesn't make it a grama, at least not according to all Rishonim. Yesh ladun. So maybe it's aser. Interesting shaila. So that's what the smag says. And then he writes, b'chol eila lomatzinu chiyuv elak sh'adam chafetz ba'oset tzviya. You're only chayev in these types of cases when you're interested in the tzviya. And then like pokeses, for example, or the case of Rav on the Beis HaShchita. So his lashon sounds like you're actually chayev. Right? Lo matzino chiyuv, elak sh'adam chafetz ba'oset tzviya. These types of tzviyas we're discussing, you're only chayev if you want it. Fine, but if you want it, you're chayev. So, says the chayadam, you see, that the Smag holds that you are chayev for tzoveya, even though it's animus kayim, like the reddening of the face, and therefore it is, one cannot rely on the Rambam's idea that you're pater for tzoveya, lizman, and we'll see that leads him to certain chumras. But the Chayadim is Moda that the Rambam is Makel. So let's look at the Rambam. And let's think about whether where the Rambam get it from, and is the equation that the Chayadim is making so Pashut, namely the equation that these two machloks and the machlokas Amoraim and the machlokas Tanaim are Talis Zerzeh. So what does the Rambam say? So this is Test Yud Gimel. Veina Tzavei Chayiv Ad Shiyehei Tzeva Miskayim. Aval Tzeva Sheinu Miskayim Klal. Kigon, Shavir Srak, O Sheshar, Algabe, Barzel, O Nechoshes, Vitzavo, Potter. Share, Atamaviro, Lashaito, Eno Tzavea Klum, Bechol Shein, Melachta, Miskayamis, Beshabis, Potter. So, we mentioned yesterday that the Minchas Sinuch is Taman the Rambam, that sounds like from the Rambam, the way he reads it, that if you dye something with the intention to remove the dye, you're Potter. And he doesn't think that makes any sense. That should be like saying that if I write on a whiteboard with the intention to erase it, I'm going to be pater, which he thinks is also not true. Presumably kosher is some type of exception, but soveya is going to be more like kosave. And therefore you're pater. And he says the Rambam is lavdafka. We pointed out yesterday, maybe the Rambam isn't lavdafka because shariata mavir l'shaito doesn't have to be read the way he reads it. Al kopanim. That's what the Rambam says. So what is the source for this Rambam? So, well, before we get there, the Menachas Tanach also asks that Mikol Makom, time of by Amai Enochai Mishon Tzoveh, V'lomar Dehavei Leitzev Hashem Miskayim, Alkochach Pater, Abavad Miskayim Zman, So you'll say that the Rambam passes like the Rabbanim, as we said before, that putting on makeup is an Isser Rabbanim. And indeed, that is the mashmaos of the Rambam. But why should it be? Why should it be that you're potter for putting on makeup because it is only temporary? Makeup typically doesn't last very long. So says the Menachas Tanach, that's not a good reason to be potter. Because why? Habivade miskayim zman ma de miskashetes bo. The chitzach v'shabes shehe miskayim li'olam. Vaday kevan she miskayim zman ma. Havile miskayim v'shabes. In other words, even if we accept this idea of the Rambam, that there's a klal in all malachos, that you need malach miskayames. But what does miskayim mean? Does miskayim mean miskayim li'olam? That doesn't make any sense. So how long did it have to last? So the Menachas Tanach, without really proving it, takes for granted that it means it has to last as long as it's supposed to last, as long as it does its job. And therefore, when you put on makeup, since it does its job, it's miskayem zman ma de miskashet espo, right? So she wants to go to shul, she wants to look nice, so she puts on makeup in the morning, and she doesn't want it to last for weeks. She wants to last till after shul, so that should be enough. You should be chayiv. That's his assumption. Now, according to the Chayadim, the reason why you're potter for putting on makeup, according to Rambam, is because, like we said before, it's not miskayim. Remember, the Chayadim says that the two things are talis avzem. Should point out, that's not what the Rambam actually says. The Rambam does imply that putting on makeup is an issur d'rabbanan, but he doesn't say the reason. He doesn't say that the reason is because it's in miskayim. He said that when he talked about putting a sheshar on metal. That's when he said, you're potter because it's enu sky, right? Tzevash enu sky and klal, kigon shavir srak o sheshar al gabi barzel. So srak on barzel is potter because it's enu miskayim. The Rambam also says that srak on your face is enu miskayim. I'm sorry, it's potter. But he didn't say the reason why it's potter is because it's enu miskayim. So again, the Chayadim assumed that's the reason why the Rambam thought putting Srak on your face is Pater, because it's Enemus Kaim. Just like the Rambam said, if you put Srak on metal, you're Pater, because it's Enemus Kaim. Huadin, if you put Srak on your face, you're Pater, because it's Enemus Kaim. That's not in the Rambam. Okay? The Chayadim assumed it. Because like we said, he assumed that these two Shilas are Talizeb Zeb. We'll have to see. The Rambam didn't say it, and the Minchas Chinuch thinks doesn't make any sense, actually. Doesn't make sense that you should be potter on makeup because it's Enemus Kaim, because it does the trick, it does the job. It does what it needs it to do, and then that should be considered Miskayim. Miskayim is measured, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it would seem, by the purpose. If the purpose is accomplished, then that's enough. We will see that we might accept that idea to some degree in halacha. The Mishnah Berurah, for example, talks about how long siv has to be miskayim, and it could be the answer is that it depends what the purpose of the ksiva is. And if you're writing a grocery list or zechronos, well, you don't need it to last very long. Then the sheer miskayim might be different. Something interesting to think about. We'll get back to that with Kosev. But that's what the Minchas Chinuch asks in the Rambam. Al Kol Panim, he concludes, en muvan liatam im ma'averes srak batek uman demaitan ole sfaiv mishum tzvein. Certainly, I don't understand why if you remove the makeup, you shouldn't be fine for putting it on just because you're removing it and the like. Okay. Why does the Rambam say you're potter for putting on makeup? So as I said, he doesn't actually tell you. This is later on, Perk Chaf Beis Halacha Chaf Gimel. The Rambam writes, "Hatzoveya me'avos malachos, lefikach asr le'isha lahavir srak al panam, mipnei shehi kitzovas." So it's clearly an Issur Drabanan. First of all, he uses Lashon Asr, not Chayiv. It's in Perek Chaf Beis, where he's talking about the Hedinim Drabanan. And he says it's kitzovas. It's almost like we need a reason to make it Asr Drabanan because it's Kitzovas. It's the opposite perspective of the Chayadim. The Chayadim thinks it's you should be Chayav, but you're Pater because it's Enemus Kayim. What the Rambam actually says is, why in the world would I think it's even Asr at all? And the answer is, well, there's some resemblance here to Tzoveya. And therefore, it's enough to make it awesome at Rabbanan. But I don't know why. So that's what we need to figure out. Al Kol Panim, the Rambam and the Smag do disagree. So what is the reason for the Rambam? So the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Katan Yotes says, well, we need a good reason, right? He doesn't like the Chayadim's reading of the Rambam, maybe because of the Minchas Chinuch's reason, that this shouldn't necessarily be Enemus Kayim. Because it does the trick. You did what it's supposed to do. And also, I guess some makeups could last for a very long time, like nail polish. So that's not the reason why the Mishnah Berurah thinks you're Potter. It's nothing to do with Enemus Kaim. The Rama does think Enemus Kaim is Potter, but that's not the reason why putting on makeup is Potter. That's the reason why putting Srak on metal isn't Chayev. Not the reason why putting Srak on your face isn't Chayev. So if the Rambam didn't say a reason, the Mishnah Berurah had to make up a reason. And that's exactly what he did. He said that the reason is because lo shaykh tzvi al gufa adam. Here too, we have to ask why. I mean, it's normal to put on makeup, isn't it? Is it because of dumya de mishkan? I don't know. Why is it lo shaykh tzvi? Mishnah Berurah doesn't really explain. Perhaps we could explain it based off of the yesod that we presented yesterday, which is that soveya is about doing something that's transformational. And she doesn't want her face this color. It's not like painting a wall. She wants temporarily to have green eyelids, maybe, but that's not, she's not trying to color her face. She's not trying to turn her face green or red or white or pink or whatever colors of makeup she's using. And therefore, that's why it's not so bad. It's not de'oraisa. Even if it's long-lasting, like we said, nail polish. She doesn't want pink or green or blue nails. She for the next week or month or day or whatever it is, she wants her nails to be purple. But she's not trying to transform her nails to a new color. And therefore, it's not really tzoveya. Tzoveya is about giving something a new color, and that's not what she wants. So, but it still resembles tzoveya in some level. It's kitzovas, and therefore, it's aser midrabanan. And that's what he's saying on Guf Adam, because generally speaking, at least when it comes to Guf Adam, people don't want changed. What would be if you have permanent makeup? Okay, I don't know. Maybe you would be chayv. They didn't have that in those days. Yes?
Based on that, so as long as my intention is to never eternally
change. No, it doesn't even have to be eternal. Conceivably, I mean, we do need it to be miskayim, at least if you pass it like the Rambam. But miskayim doesn't have to mean eternal. What I'm suggesting is that it has to mean that for whatever time is needed, you want it to have a new color. And that's not true with your face. It's not the pshat that you want your face to have a new color. You want there to be coloring on your face. You want your face to look a little different for the next X amount of time. I hear. The chiluk is a definition of tzoveya is to give something a new color, to transform it, to transform its color. And therefore, begufa adam, that's not what you want. You want it to look different for the time being. It's like, I don't know if this is a good mashal, and I'm not sure, I'm not, it's like wearing clothing, except it's obviously directly on your skin. You're trying to put something on your face to give it a certain appearance, but you're not, it's not similar to tzoveya in the sense that you're not transforming it. When it comes to, if you had tzoveya that's not lasting forever, but you want it to actually be a new color, it's just after a certain amount of time it fades, but you still wanted it to be a new color. Anyway, I'm not sure. That's the reason why the Mishnah Berurah comes up with for tzoveya being pater, because again, without explanation, lo shav tzvi al guf adam, and we have the other explanation of the chayadam, that it's because it's temporary. Yes.
So getting a tattoo would be then Yisur deraiso then.
Besides
Yisur of Kosev's Kaka.
Right. It might be Kosev. That's why this brings us back to our question yesterday about the difference between Soveya and Kosev.
Well, let's say you get a tattoo just to put a blue patch on your skin without any writing.
Yeah. Kenzai. Soveya. Yes.
Removing makeup, that would be.
Well,
I don't care if it's on the tissue.
Right. Well, that's derech lechlach. We're going to talk about derech lechlach a little bit later. That relates to any time you use a napkin. Is it mutter to use a napkin? And the Rishonim already discussed that question. But more or less, it's going to be okay. You're correct. Certainly with our paper napkins and derech lechlach and the like. But we're going to get to that. That discussion is in Shulchan Aruch. The question of using a napkin to clean yourself is a discussion. But unsoveya isn't a malach. In other words, there's kosev and mochek, but there's no tzoveya. And unless you think libun is the opposite of tzoveya, which sort of relates to our discussion yesterday, but I think it's not. So there is no opposite of tzoveya. So the only thing that you're saying is you do have to, is there a shiloh of getting your napkin dirty? And again, we'll get to that discussion when we talk about tzviya derech lechlach, which is indeed discussed in the Bishonim. Okay. So just to sum up, we have three mahalchim in the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam writes, any malacha that's enem eskayim is pater, even when it's the derech. That's l'char the svar of the chayi adam. What's meaning to say, even though it's only the derech that this be temporarily colored, what is the shear? So, in other words, what's considered miskayim? So we'll have to see. We'll get back to that in a moment. Maybe it's the shear of the Magid Mishnah, that or the at least the Mishnah Berurah B'dasa Magid Mishnah, that miskayim es b'Shabbos, like we talked about yesterday, but whatever that is. And then the second shot is the Mishnah Berurah, is that Ein Shayach B'Gufa Adam. And the third pshat is, I guess, the pshat based off of the Minchas Chinuch's reading of the Rambam, which is it's the Rabbanan because it's Maviro L'Shaito, which means that you're going to remove it, and therefore it's the Rabbanan. We suggested also, along if you were going to hold to that diuk, explain the pshat is because that shows the fact that you're going to take it off shows they didn't want it to be transformed. You don't want it to take on a new color. Okay, so let's return to our Shaila of Tziva Ochlin. Yes.
How is the third shot different than the first one? Isn't that the same kind of time?
Well, the first, it's the Minchas Chinuch's reading of the Rambam, just the one they didn't think makes sense, which is it's not because it's going to fade, it's even because you're going to take it off. But it's similar, but that's the way the Minchas Chinuch thinks that the simple reading of the Rambam's words imply.
As opposed to saying that you're only putting
the right. Okay. But in the end of the day, fine. Leave it at that. Okay. So Tzvi Ba'ochlin. We already saw the Tosfos Rid that it's Shaykh Tzvi Ba'ochlin. We also saw the Rambam didn't pass in like Rav. You could say the reason is because it's temporary. That's the Chayadim's reason. You could say maybe because there's no Tzvi Ba'ochlin, but we don't really know. Why wouldn't the Rambam pass in like Rav? So if you don't hold like the Chayadim's reasoning, which we already saw was a very big jump, is there any other explanation why he wouldn't paskin like Rav? So the Lecha Mishnah Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph says, well, maybe because Rav's reasoning is shver, because Rav himself said, I better explain this so they don't laugh at me, implying that it's a weird reason. I don't know if that's like so pashut. I mean, Rav thought it was a good reason. Rav just said that if I don't explain myself, people will think it's funny. But obviously, he didn't think it was funny. That it made a lot of sense. But that's what the Lecha Mishnah writes. But some sofers, Mosif, that maybe, I guess this is sort of along the lines of the Rid, that Rav's Shita is Tali in his Shita by Ibud. And since the Rambam paskins ain't Ibud ba'ochlin, so he also paskins ain't Tzvi ba'ochlin. So that could be another reason. In other words, sort of like the Chayadam, but for a different part, we're going to tie this Machlokas into a different Machlokas, and therefore it's going to be pater, the opposite of the Rid, perhaps. The Shibule Alaket, Al Kopanim, disagrees with this Rid. He says, no, there is no Tzvi Ba'ochlin. The Shibule Alaket is quoted by the Beis Yosef at the end of Simon Shin Chath. And the question is, what is the issue? Is the issue because of Miskayim? That's where the Chayadam explains it. But maybe there's a different reason. So the Shibule Aleket does not say the reason why Ein Tzvi Ba'ochlin is because it's not Miskayim, but rather because Ein Tzvi Ba'ochlin ki Ein Derech Tzvi Mekach. So not like the Chayadim's reasoning. Chayadim's reasoning is because it's not long-lasting. The Shibule Aleket says because it's not the Derech of Tzvi. Maybe this is similar to what the Mishnah Berurah says by makeup. Mishnah Berurah says makeup is not derech tzviya, at least on guf adam. So the Shibule Aleket says on food, maybe they're taller zeh b'zeh.
Didn't the Mishnah Berurah say opposite? The Mishnah Berurah speaks about getting your hands dirty with strawberry juice. So what didn't say that and makeup? So the Mishnah Berurah walking around say because makeup is a derech to do.
Yeah, but he's trying to explain there why the smug. That's the Mishnah Berurah explaining the smug, who says you're fired for makeup. Uh-huh. And he's socious for the smug. But if we're trying to explain the Rambam, maybe this is their tallest episode. Maybe. He doesn't say. Mishnah Berurah by makeup doesn't quite say derech. He just says lo shayach. But when I said their tallest episode, I meant to say that there are certain things that for whatever reason, obviously not because it's normal, because it is normal to put makeup on your face and it is normal to dye food. But rather, there are certain types of materials that are not nitan, are not shayach to tzviya, And one of them is food, and one of them is face. Obviously, the smug, at the very least, with respect to body skin, didn't accept that. But maybe this is what the Rambam holds. So one possibility is, like you were saying, that this is because we don't accept Rav, or maybe we do accept Rav, but Rav is different, either because it's not yet Ochel, it's not Roy Lachila, it's Omid L'Sora, or some type of Svara like that. But that's what it says. Good. So we have a Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not there's Tzviya Ba'ochlin or not. If you look at the Darkei Moshe, at the Simon Shin Chas at the end, it's Oz Beis in the Darkei Moshe, he quotes that Rabbi Avraham Mimitz was machmir on the shayla by Tzviya Bochlin. And therefore he says you're not allowed to put red wine into white wine to color it red, presumably. Why would you want to do it? Maybe it's for the Seder. Maybe it's for, there's an inyan of having red wine on Shabbos. It's also better. Matik the din, I don't know, whatever it is. So you shouldn't do it. That's what Rabbi Avraham says. And the Rambam, the Rama says, no, I don't think this is right. And he quotes his father. It's not so common that he brought a raya that this is wrong for the Gemara that we already saw by Boer, Koflametazim Abbas. It says over there that you could split the egg with a misanenes so as to dye the mustard. So that was a big chiddush. Why isn't it Boer? It should even be Bor B'Kli. And we talked about that extensively, why it's not Boer. But the Gemara's reason why it's not Boer is because it's only Lagavein. What does Lagavein mean? So the way Rashi reads that Gemara is the whole purpose is just to dye the mustard. So you see, taking for granted that it's mutter to dye mustard. So we see over there, Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlan. And to make it clear, this is even when you're Machavein for Tzviya, right? It's not like incidental Tzviya. It's not like the case of the saffron, the spices that the poskim are talking about, which is sort of incidental to me. I want my food to taste good. And it happens to be there's a beautiful color to many spices. Oh, so that's more pasha to be makel. Even over here, where you're machavin lagavein, like in the case of the mustard is mutter. And therefore also in the case of the red wine into the white wine, even when you're machavin lagavein, it's mefurish in a Gemara that it's mutter. And if you look at the Gra, Simon Shin Chaf, Sif Katan Lamed, he also quotes that this is the source for the ruling of Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. In other words, even though there's Shulchan Aruch by quoting the Shmuel Aleket, who didn't cite this Svara, but this is the real reason. The real reason, or at least the Raya, that it's true, is because of this Gemara by B'Megavin. Is this an ironclad proof? I mean, what did Rabbi Avraham Mimitz hold? Can we prove definitively from here? So the Prima Gadim points out, Eshel Avram Chafei, that it's not absolute. Why? If you remember, the Rambam didn't read the Gemara that way. We did Bora, we saw the Rambam held Eno Lagavin is the reason why it's not, you're trying to clear be Magavin the egg, not the mustard. That is not the Pshat that you're trying to make the mustard more yellow with the yolk. You're trying to, anything that you're not Makbid on isn't Shach to Bora. It's like being Mishamer, the Yayin that is drunk even with the Shmarim in it, like Chasagitos and the like. Anyway, point is that Lagavein has nothing to do with dying food if you learn like the Rambam. It means you're not Makbid about the mustard. I mean, about the egg, the mixed egg. You're being Torif the egg and it's in a Lagavein. And therefore, it's not a taroves, and therefore, it's not aserat boer. You're not trying to color the mustard. You're trying to clear off the egg. So the point is that if you learn the sugya like the Rambam, then we can't prove from that Gemara, at the very least, ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Now, we accept Rashi, so it's not the best dechia, but that's a dechia. The Chai Adam gives a different dechia. As we said, the Chayadim is Choshish for Tzviya Ba'ochlin, and he says, well, maybe there's no Raya from there because the mustard is already yellow. In other words, the mustard starts off as yellow. Apparently, you want it to be more yellow. It looks like the deli mustard, and you want it to look like the hot dog mustard. So how are you going to make it look more yellow? You're going to add the egg yolk. But that's not a significant tikkun, and therefore it's mutter. But to turn the white wine red, that should be aser. Why? It's a more significant tikkun. It's sort of interesting because we already saw that the Yerushalmi, at the very least, said that when you make something red, redder, it is chayev. Hamadim odem besafa chayev. So according to that logic, if you think there is tefiyah ba'ochlin, then making the yellow mustard yellower should also be chayev. So the easier diach would be to say that you see in tefiyah ba'ochlin, but I guess if you learn like the chayadam, you'd have to say that, and you want to, you'd have to say that this bavli is against the Yerushalmi. Not sure. So as I said, the chayadam says in the end of the day that we're machmir, and that you should be choshesh tefiyah ba'ochlin if you're mechavein for tzvia. So if you're mechavein for tzvia, it's aser, unless it happens to already be that color, and you're trying to make it more intensely that color. But if you're not mechavein for color, like I said, you want to flavor your food, and the spices, the saffron, is going to color it, then you don't have to worry. So maybe according to Chai Adam, it should be aser to make Kool-Aid on Shabbos. Why? So Kool-Aid, what makes Kool-Aid red or green or blue, right? It's not the natural raspberries in the Kool-Aid that makes it red. It's food coloring, right? Kool-Aid is sugar with food coloring. So therefore, and moreover, you know, you might even say the color is a big part of it. So l'chora, according to Chai Adam, you can't make Kool-Aid on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach quoted in Dirshu, note 29, in Siman Shimchav says, no, even according to Chai Adam, it's going to be mutter. Because the Iker Kavana is for the tam. And he's not talking about Kool-Aid, he's talking about petel. But I assume it's the same idea. So the point is that, yes, of course, the reason why the Kool-Aid is colored is because there's a interest in color, but that's still not the Iker Kavana. The Iker Kavana is to flavor the water. I don't know. Interesting, Shaila, if you like had homemade Kool-Aid and you intentionally put in the coloring, that might be an issue. But when you just buy petal or Kool-Aid from the store, so then that would be okay, even according to the Chai Adam. In fact, Rav Nissen Karelitz even says, in the same footnote, that according to Chai Adam, it would even be mutter to put food coloring in food. Kedei she'yel yaladim cheshek lachol. Why? Shatzvia l'shem achila hi. Once you're going to say that, I don't know why you think that the red wine is aser. I guess because the red wine, you're doing it for some other reason. It's not because it tastes. It's not. It's because of the my love red wine over white wine. I don't know. You want to remember the dam or something. But if it's just l'shem achila, in other words, this food is going to be more appetizing. We know that. That the food is more appetizing, the degree to which food is appetizing is affected by appearance, including color. And therefore, anytime it's to make it more appetizing, it's going to be mutter. So even if it's food coloring, it could be mutter, according to the Chai Adam, as long as it's kavana la'achila. Yes.
That is a general reason for dyeing food, isn't it? For coloring food?
Yes, that's my point. So it's only according to Renis and Karel, it's going to be limited to cases like the dyeing the wine red, where it's not because of the achila. Yes, Gabe.
But what is the hamina that he would answer in case? Meaning,
I would have thought. I would have thought because karkum is incidental. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying when I read the Shulchan Aruch, I thought the pshat over there by karkum is I'm trying to flavor the food. And memela, the karkum is yellow. So it makes the food yellow. That's when everybody's going to agree it's mutter. But when there's added food coloring, that's not like karkum. Karkum is naturally yellow. And I'm putting in karkum because of the flavor. And memela, it's dyed. So that the Chayadim would agree to. But over here, where it comes to Kool-Aid, it's not that Kool-Aid is naturally blue. There's nothing natural about Kool-Aid. It's because it's blue food coloring. So maybe that would be aser according to Chai Adam. Just like you can't add red wine to your white wine to color the wine. So food coloring would be aser. That's what I'm not saying my opinion. I'm just saying when I read that psak, I was surprised at first because I had thought that the Hayadim would be machmir in these cases. Yeah.
If there was loof, if there was like, you know, the punch that was red and the punch that was not dyed at all, Rebbe thinks that you could perfectly fine to go pick out the red one.
I think according to Rav Nissen Karelitz, for sure. Yes. Yeah.
What's the story with only the officer in the staff?
So I think what we'll see in a moment that even we might accept a modified version of that. We meaning if you follow the Mishnah Berurah, who's not really kosher to the Chayadim. And so we'll return to your question in a moment. Your question, good question. Okay. So it's a creation of Nichalei, right? But we're going to get back to your question. So again, just before we get to that, the Chayadim is really, you know, a chedesh on three levels. First of all, we paskin like Shmuel, Pashtus. So that's one reason why Ein Tzvi Ba'ochlin. Ein Tzvi Ba'ochlin may be, well, let's say, I'll say it differently. There are three ways in which we could ask this question. Do we hold of, one possibility is there's no Tzvi Ba'ochlin at all. Another possibility is there's no Tzvi Ba'ochlin that are Roy Lachila, or at least Omid Lachila. And the third possibility is that there's no Tzvia by Ochlin when you're intending to, you're dyeing it in order to eat it. So what do I mean to say? So the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkata Nunvav, is Machriya, the Maker Adin, Ein Tzvia Ba'ochlin, against the Chayadim. And even if your kavana is to die, sounds like to me from the Mishnah Berurah that he's no to lahakel. Right, his lashon is against the chayadim. Motor liten yain adom besoch yain lavan. The afa pishem is adim. The afilu miskavin lachatchila lasos mar behamaychol o behamashke gamkin mistabra dein lachmir. But then he writes that ulefi mashakas that's the prima gadim. Ulefi mashakas of benishmach adam nachon lamnel mizeh. So to me, it sounds like Mikra Din, he's paskening, it's 100% mutter, but he cites the Chayadim almost like an afterthought. But we'll see that if I just had over here, I would think that the Mishnah Berurah himself is not at all choshish for the Chayadim. Nevertheless, there's a couple of places that the Mishnah Berurah is machmir for. So number one, is he writes, that's also based on the Prima Gadim. He says also it's Asar Altsovdin Dachol. So what's the difference? In other words, what's the Svara? This is the Svara that Moshe mentioned before, that we're more Machmir for Omid Loschore than we're Omid for Achila. In other words, if I hold Ein Tzvi Ba'ochlin, then it should be Mutter regardless. So what is Omid Loschore? And if not, it should be Mutter. And similar to your question that you asked in Chayadim. So I think the Pshat is like this. When something is omed l'achila, so the ikur is the taste. Yes, color, presentation, things like that are thought about, but it's secondary. So therefore, we don't see tzovei as tikkun ochel, because the ikur is the taste. Whereas when it's omed l'mechira, so at least from the vendor's perspective, the ikur is appearance, because people buy things based off of what it looks like. And this might explain Rav at least as well, right? In other words, I'll give you a mashal. This is only a mashal. We paskin that, generally speaking, if the taste of something is discernible, then it's not batal, even if there's shishim, like spices. Spices are not batal. It's avidi l'taim, it's not batal b'shishim. There's a machlokas in the poskim about this, but many poskim, Pesachei Tshuva talks about it with this like red beetle bug that used to dye the, used in food coloring, still used in food coloring. I think it's like red four.
Carmine.
What?
I think it's called carmine.
Carmine, right. Carmine. So people don't know what carmine is from. If you look like the Danon yogurts, so they have a good hechsher on the coffee and the vanilla flavors, but like a K on the fruit flavor. And the reason is because they have carmine, which are like beetles in them for food coloring. So whoever gave the keg, what was he thinking? I don't know if anyone gives the keg. I don't know the story about keg. But anyway, what he was thinking is that actually, this is machlokas haposkim. It's discussed in the Pislei Tshuva. And the answer is that because, yes, it's nicker. Obviously, food coloring is nicker. It's true. It might be one in a thousand. But if it wasn't nicker, you wouldn't bother putting it in. So it's certainly nicker, this carmine. But it's batel because, as opposed to flavor, because food is omeid l'achila. So flavor that's nicker isn't batel. But chazusa in food is batel because it's not omeid to look at. It's omeid to eat. And that's why in other areas of halacha, we might say chazusa milsahi, like dye in food, but not dye, no, I'm sorry, dye in clothing, but not dye in food. So we might say chazusa milsa in clothing, but it's not in food, because food is omeid l'achila. So when you dye the food, that isn't really considered tikkun ha'maichel, and therefore it's mutter. It's not domet tzvia. Tzvia is when you dye something where the appearance is the primary quality. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, so if it's omeid l'mechira, then actually appearance is the primary quality, right? The mocher's primary concern is appearance, right? He might make something to look nicer, even if it tastes worse, because he's trying to sell it. So therefore, ein tzvia b'ochlin, unless it's omeid l'mechira. That seems to me, maybe is the svara of the Mishnah Berurah. I always wondered about, maybe that's not true anymore, because nowadays, like, you ever see these disgusting desserts, you know, they would be much better before they added all this stuff onto it, just like, you know, a cookie or a cake or, but they're clearly going for the look, but they don't taste so good. So maybe that's not true anymore. It's all about plating and presentation. Yeah.
Even on the Sperma Peter, the reason why the vendor wants to color it is because from the buyer's perspective, it looks more tasty when it's colored.
That might be true, but the vendor's perspective, who's doing the tzvia, so then it's aser. That's what I think the Mishnah Berurah is. Again, it's not pashut, but that's the tzad to be machmir. Mishnah Berurah is also machmir if it's not omeid for achila at all. Like he talks about dyeing, I don't know exactly what they are. It's like stained glass made out of water. So you have you have water, and you're putting in some dye, and then, you know, the light shines through it, and it makes your room nice and red, or something like that. So in that case, I mean, water is ochel, but he thinks that is even chayev. Why? Because there, it's not omeid l'achila at all. And therefore, the fact that it happens to be ochel is not relevant. So the case of dyeing the bourbon, he thinks, is derabanan, because at least it's ochel. Whereas, so again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem that dyeing regular food that you're actually going to eat for the customer to dye it, that's hater gamur, but he mentions the chumra, the chayada. For dyeing food, l'schora, he thinks it's an issue derabanan. For dyeing something that's ra'ui l'achila, but for purposes of non-ochel, like dyeing the stained glass type things, that would be a shayla of a doraisa. Sorry, do you have a question?
It's still a big kiddush. Why not?
Well, first of all, I didn't say, I mean, maybe Isser. I'm not sure even, but let's, it is a kiddush. But I think the point is that in many melachos, and there's always the question why, and I agree with you, there's a chiddush here, we say that kavana is part of the integral definition of the melacha, as opposed to not. So we go back to the Tosfos about Zomer on Ayin Gimel Beis, where he says, in point of Yehuda, Zomer ve'insarach le'etzem isn't chayim shem kotzer. It's not a ve'insarach le'gufa. It's because the tzarach for the etzem is integral to the malacha of tzira. And if you don't, then it's not tzira at all. It's not just ve'insarach le'gufa. So at least when it comes to food, that is true. But yeah, so it's a chiddush. Okay. Now, here's a... So there's no place... So is there any place... There's another place where the Mishnah Berurah mentions a chumrah by Tzvi Ba'ochlin, and it's not even Hilchos Tzoveya. It's in Shimon Shin Yod Ches. It's in Shar Tzion Osam Chai. It's talking about making tea on Shabbos. So he says the following. If you're using tea essence, and it's called tea essence, and you're making it in a klisheni, in other words, I take my urn, I pour a cup of hot water, so now the hot water is a klisheni, and I'm adding my tea essence, so then I should first put in the water and then put in the tea essence. Why? If I put the tea essence in first, then it's iwei kli rishon, and while we're makel for ein bishul achar bishul b'mayim in a klisheni, iwei not necessarily. So therefore, put in the water first, then pour in the essence. But let's say your tea essence is hot, meaning to say you actually kept tea essence on your blech, for example. So then he says, well, better to put the tea essence first and then pour in water. Why? Because it's via ba'ochlin. So what's the pshat? So I assume the pshat is, yeah, look, Liesser says, the chayadim is machmir. He mentioned the chayadim is machmir. So here it doesn't matter. What difference does it make to you if you put in the essence first or you make the... So as long as there's no bishul shayla, then you may as well be machmir for chayadim. If there was a bishul shayla, like it's cold tea essence, so then you shouldn't be choshish for the chayadim. And again, I think even the chayadim may be makel over here because your purpose is to make tea. It's not to dye the water. So on the one hand, Mikra Adin Yusi is not really choshish for this because he says if your tea essence is cold, don't do it. On the other hand, if it's hot, you may as well. And there's a chiddush in the you may as well because, as I said, over here, it's totally incidental. Right? Really, I want tea. It's like the karkom. And still he's machmir. So Mishnah Berurah does sort of think that if at no particular expense you could avoid Tzvi'ah Ba'ochlin, you should, which is sort of interesting. Maybe he thinks tea, you are sort of interested in the Tzvi'ah because the way in which you know the degree of intensity of the tea is by the color. So it's worse than the karkum. I'm not sure. I mean, that's also true for the karkum. But that's what he says. Now, what I never understood about this Mishnah Berurah is that what does switching the order help? So first I thought, oh, because if you're adding water to the tea, you're diluting the tea. But if you add tea to the water, you're coloring the water. But that's not really true. I mean, either way, you're coloring the water. What does it make if you put the water into the tea or the tea in the water? Mishnah Berurah thinks that it's not soveya to put water into tea, but it is soveya to put tea into water. They're either both are or they're both not. So I saw the Dirshu note 48 from Nissen Karelitz says that it's not because like there's a difference. It's just a shinui. It's just like lush. We say if you switch the order of Lisha, then that's a hatter. So here that the result's shinui. But one second. I mean, I think if I was making tea essence during the week, I would also put the add the water into the tea essence. Like who said there's even a way? So I think maybe what he means, I'm not really sure, is that normally when you're dyeing something, you add the dye to the substance and not the substance to the dye. And therefore, by switching the order over here, you're doing it in a way that's different than is typically done by dyeing. You could clarify, according to the Mishnah Berurah, maybe if you're doing a kli shlishi with tea essence, maybe you would say, so add the essence second, which is better, iwei kli sheni or that. I don't know, it's too confusing. On lemaisa, so when does this ever come up? So it comes up at the Leil HaSeder, and as we mentioned, that the chayadim would be machmir, that you shouldn't dye your white wine red. Mishnah Berurah, not so clear, but maybe he recommends being machmir. Rabbi Willig said you should be machmir on this. And if you do want to dye your white wine red, you should do it before Yantif or Shabbos. Okay.
Not human, except as
human. Yeah, I think so.
Because both things in general.
If you should be when you're intending to dye it, then you should be shloshim v'chayadim l'chatchila. That's a chumrah. And here, so it's pretty rare that that's true. Like we said, the chayadim is very usually irrelevant, right? The only practical case I could think of the chayadim is this case. Yeah.
What am I dying if I put this red wine in first?
I'm dying the white wine regardless.
I'm not trying to dye the white wine. I just want to fill the red wine up.
I don't know. Sure, I'm trying to dye the white wine because I want to drink the white wine at the Seder. And the way, but I want it to be red, so I'm dyeing it.
Does it have to be the din in red wine color? Or it has to be?
It's not a din. But
the nice idea of having red wine color, or is it having wine that whatever process
color? I think so.
There goes on.
All right.